Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. The prayer today will be given by Representative Payne. Representative Payne, you can may approach the well.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, today we ask for your guidance and blessings upon this chamber and all of our members. Give us patience, Lord, as we move in a direction of purpose. Give us wisdom in every small and large decision. The wisdom to understand the difficulties, as we know there are no challenges we can't overcome if we trust in you. Please be with those that have lost loved ones, those individuals and businesses that are struggling due to COVID. Lord, we ask that you bless the leaders of our great state as we continue to overcome the burdens of the last year, for you are our maker, our redeemer, our comfort, our trust and hope. Praise and glory be to you now and forever. And it's in your name we pray. And everyone said, amen.
Thank you, Chairman Payne. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
114 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors of the gallery, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance today will be led by Representative Fetterhoff from her desk. Members, you can take your seats. All right, welcome back. Members, as you know by now, the bills for the special session have been published. Those bills, there are four bills, have been referred to three committees, which will all meet concurrently today to take up those bills. If you are not on those committees, please take this time and opportunity to read through the bills and the staff analysis, which has been published. We will meet again tomorrow at 10 a.m. to take up those bills. The clerk will now read the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and House of Representatives, whereas Article 3, Section 3 of the Florida Constitution permits the governor to convene the legislature in special session, during which only such legislative business may be transacted as in within the purview of this proclamation or of a communication from the governor, or as introduced by consent of two-thirds of the membership of each house of the legislature. And whereas Article 3, Section 3 of the Florida Constitution limits the duration of a special session to 20 consecutive days. Now, therefore, I, Ron DeSantis, governor of the state of Florida, by virtue of the power and authority vested in me by Article 3, Section 3, C1 of the Florida Constitution, do hereby proclaim as follows. Section 1, the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session commencing at 12 p.m. Monday, November 15, 2021, and extending no later than 12 p.m. Friday, November 19, 2021. Section 2, the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session for the sole and exclusive purpose of considering legislation to 1, protect workers against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and address employer policies that force COVID-19 vaccination, and 2, clarify that Florida law vests student masking decisions in the hands of parents and strengthen enforcement of the protection in the Parents' Bill of Rights, Chapter 1014, Florida statutes, and other related statutes as necessary to ensure Florida school districts adhere to the requirements of state law. Reading of the proclamation, Mr. Speaker.
Are there corrections to the journal? Seeing none, show the journal approved. Are there matters of introduction and reference?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there communications?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills in the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Redder, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Tuesday, November 16, 2021 at 10 a.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. So the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.